That brings me to asking you about kind of the story and the inspiration behind Teal and Gold Xerez, which is the featured artwork this year for Equine Affair. And I've got it in front of me, and it's this beautiful Palomino horse with a big white blaze, and the mane is going. So tell us a little bit about this horse.
Oh, the moment I did that photo that day was one of the most amazing and unexpected photo session in my life. I was in California. I was just done with a 1 week of a photo workshop, which was nice. But I was sick. I had a cold. I was not breathing fine the whole week. You know, it was not my best energy. I was driving back to LA, and many of my friends were at a show in Burbank. So they told me, why don't you come and see us? We're doing a competition. Just come and we'll have fun. You know, it was just for fun. I'm like, oh, yes, of course. I go see you. I'll bring my camera. Of course, it's in the car, you know. So I showed up there and my friends were showing. We would have a drink by the stalls and just braid the horses. It was great. And I was walking by the stalls and I see this beautiful horse. And I'm speaking, all of the horses were beautiful. And I was speaking with a lady saying, well, by the way, there's this little paddock right there. And if ever you want to do some photos, I'm here just for fun. Well, the first person I was speaking with was like, oh, not really, thank you. But the next lady, she was just next to her, and she's like, oh, I think I know you, and I think I know your work. I'm like, yes, because by the way, when I introduce myself, I always introduce myself as Elise. I'm mm-hmm. not Sine, I'm just Elise, I'm just me. Somehow I like to be myself. My work is something else. So this lady's like, I would like to do photos and I think I know your work. I'm like, it's possible. So just like, let's go in that round pen. That round pen was so ugly. It was the ugliest round pen in the world. It had like very old tarps flowing in the back. There were cars around. There was fences. It was not a good background, but the horse was so beautiful and such a sweetheart. So the horse, we just put him in the round pen, and he was having a blast and such a good time and playing and having very, like, it was a good moment. And because we found that little place, I did those photos and I'm like, ooh, the horse is beautiful. The background is terrible. I will paint him for sure. And I kept in touch with the owner. And she commissioned for two paintings. And I did that one as well, which she owns, by the way. The owner of the horse owns the painting that you have for the poster. Okay. All that, it was all unplanned, you know, which was amazing. So he brought me a lot of inspiration that day, and I still follow them on social media. I really hope I can meet the stallion again when I go back to mm-hmm. California and do more photos, maybe with some nice background, but I doubt it will be as amazing at that time. It was unexpected.
Yeah. Do you remember what breed that stallion is?
He's a Lusitano.
Oh, of course. That makes total sense.
Yes.
Yes, he is stunning. And that the image is so arresting. Plus, teal and gold are my favorite colors, personally. Oh, so it makes me happy.
If I may say, the owner's name is Janice Klein. I don't know if the Xerez is breeding. I don't even know, but she's on Facebook, he is on Facebook, and they're just great and great people, and I like having friends everywhere.
Yes, well, clearly, and you have them everywhere, including royalties, so.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I'm wearing only one piece of jewels. Well, I have my wedding ring, but I have this necklace that was offered to me by the king, which I sometimes just touch to make sure it's still there and I'm not dreaming that it happened to me, you know?
Right.
Yes, I'm always, oh yeah, it's still there. Oh yeah, that's it's a nice jewel.
It happened. It was real.
Yes. And well, you know, we talk about friends and the social media connected me to friends everywhere in the world, and horses were a great way to connect. And I have made friends through social media whom I just met because I was traveling and we were in touch for a long time. And in the end, I just, okay, I'm going in your area of the world. Let's meet. And I just go at their place and do photos of their horses. It's so amazing what social media has brought to my work in terms of facility and bringing the world closer. It's just great. I'm very thankful for that way of sharing.
Definitely. That's one of the joys of social media. And it about makes up for all the difficulties that we also encounter with that medium. So in our last couple minutes here, you have been a vendor with us before. So I wanted to ask you, what did you enjoy the most about being at Equine Affair in person? And what year was that, if you remember?
Yes, I remember. It was 2014. We were in Ohio. We had a great time. I really enjoyed, well, how big the place was. And it really felt great to be there. People were happy. The feeling, all the energy, it was all positive. I just liked walking around and talking with everyone. It was really a good meeting up with horse people and amazing vendors. Like, all the vendors had such amazing products to offer. Definitely, it's an event I really wish I could, well, first of all, be closer because I'm in Quebec, so it's quite a drive. And oh my gosh, long story short, my mare gave birth while I was in Ohio, and we had some complications, and the vet came into the picture, and so we drove straight back home, which is close to 20 hours.
Yes.
It was a long drive, but it's okay. To me, it's really the type of horse event I like to be a part of, and I really hope I can come back when I, as we know, well, this is a complicated year, but
yes.
I really hope I can be back as a vendor again and meet the people there again with my work. It would be great.
Well, and we can't wait to have you back someday when the world allows. And so in the meantime, how can our audience learn more about your artwork or follow you on social media? What's the best way for them to do that?
I would say that my Facebook page, Élise Genet Art et Chevaux, is where I put the most of my work. That's where I show my paintings in the first place, when they're created. My website is not always updated in terms that usually the paintings don't have time to go there and they're sold already. So if you're looking for a painting, please follow my Facebook page, Élise Genet Art et Chevaux. I have Instagram under the same name, Élise Genet Art. And I also share a lot of my photography work on Instagram. And my website, elise-genet.com. That's where you can find images of my prints. By the way, I do not sell any prints on Wish or eBay or, you know, all of those websites. I don't sell prints. My work is being stolen a lot. So if you see something on internet, even if it has my name on it, please come back to me instead. We have a lot of issues with copyright thefts, and I have lost control, unfortunately. I'm a lone rider in that fight, so it's really hard to have our rights being taken care of, especially that most of these businesses are numbered business, so it's very, very hard to have the copyright applied on such situations. My, I will have some of my work being presented in Ocala, Florida, with the Arista Equestrian booth. And we are, well, in Canada, we are at the Royal Winter Fair every November in Toronto. And we should be back at the Equine Fair when we are allowed. So yes, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to find me on social media and just simply write to me.
Wonderful. Well, that about wraps up our episode. So thank you so much, Elise, for joining us and for sharing so much of...
Allison, it was a blast.
Thank you to our audience for listening, and we'll see you next time at Equine Affair. Thanks for listening to the official Equine Affair podcast. I am your host, Allison Renborg. Equine Affair gratefully acknowledges its sponsors, Absorbine, U.S. Equestrian, Rods, Farnham, Cosequin, Neutrina, Cashman's, Horizon Structures, and GGT Footing. We plan to be back at the Eastern States Exposition in West Springfield, Massachusetts on November 11 through 14, 2021, and at the Ohio Expo Center in Columbus, Ohio on April 7th through the 10th, 2022. You can buy tickets, see the full event schedules, and all the latest news at equineaffair.com. And finally, please catch up on all our past episodes online by visiting equineaffair.com/home/podcast.